今天我们要来看圣经里面所说的这个关于这个捐献的事情。
Today we're going to look at what the Bible taught us about the grace of giving.
我们要来看哥林多后书第八章第一到第十五节。
We're going to look at the scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 15.
我只是用中文来念，你们看英文的跟着我一起看。
So it will only be read in Chinese, please follow in your English Bible.
哥林多后书第八章第一节，这个是保罗所说的，弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，乃有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐见的厚恩。我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且过了力量，自己甘心乐意地捐助，再三地求我们准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份，并且他们所做的不但照我们所向往的，更照神的旨意，先把自己献给主，又归附了我们。因此我劝提多，既然在你们中间开办这恩惠的事，就当办成了。你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我们的爱心上都格外显出满足来，就当在这恩惠的事情上也格外显出满足来。我说这话不是吩咐你们，乃是借着别人的热心试炼你们爱心的实在。你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。我在这世上把我的意见告诉你们，是与你们有益，因为你们下手办这事，而且取此心意已经有一年了，如今就当办成这事，既有原作的心，也当照你们所有的去办成。因为人若有原作的心、愿作的心，并蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。我原不是要别人轻省你们受累，乃是均平，就是要你们的富余现在可以补他们的不足，使他们的富余将来也可以补你们的不足，这就均平了。如经上所说，多收的也没有余，少收的也没有缺。那奉献金钱是神赐给基督徒的恩典。
So, to offer monetarily is a grace from God.
那奉献金钱也是做神儿女的本分。
And it is also a responsibility for being a child of God.
那圣经经常提到神的儿女应当很乐意的把他们的金钱奉献在神的事工上。
And the Bible often talked about the willingness of God's children to offer.
所以保罗在第八章第一节说，弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们。
And that's why in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1 it says, And now brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian church.
那么在这里保罗告诉哥林多教会的信徒关于神赐给马其顿这个恩。
And so here God wants to tell of the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches.
那么到底这个恩是指什么恩？
So what kind of grace is that?
那如果我们要明白的话，我们必须要看第二节。
So in order for us to understand, we must look at verse 2.
因为第二节说，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，哪有满足的快乐？在极穷之间，还格外显出他们乐见的厚恩。
Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity.
然后这个恩就是指这个乐捐的厚恩。
And so this grace is talking about the willingness to offer.
那奉献金钱，圣经说是一个恩典。
So, for someone to offer, the Bible said it is, a grace.
那是神赐给基督徒的一个恩典。
And it is a grace given to the Christians by God.
在这个奉献金钱上表现出来。
And it is shown through the willingness to offer.
就按照今天早上我们看那段经文，马其顿教会他们乐见的厚恩，我们可以看到四方面。
So in the scriptures that we have just read, looking at the grace of giving, there are four aspects.
第一呢，就是他们的捐献不受这个环境的影响。
First of all, their offering is not limited because of their circumstances.
那马其顿教会不是一个富有的教会。
The churches in Macedonia are not rich.
那么在经济上各方面都有缺乏。
They lack financially.
不单在经济上的不足。
Not only do they lack financially.
那么圣经也告诉我们，同时他们在生活上也遇到这个患难。
They also have trials in their day-to-day living.
然后虽然遇到这个患难，经济也不足。
Even though they have trials in their daily living and they have financial difficulty.
而且在生活上面对这个缺乏。
And they lack in their daily necessity.
但是他们却表现出他们这个乐见的厚恩。
But they show their grace of giving.
所以在这里保罗说，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，乃是满足的快乐。在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐见的厚恩。
Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity.
我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助。
For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own.
所以他们的捐助是超过他们的能力。
And so their offer is above and beyond their ability.
不因这个恶化的环境而影响到他们的捐献。
Regardless of the difficult circumstances they were facing.
虽然贫穷，但是他们显出这个乐捐的厚恩。
Even though they were in poverty, they continued to show their grace in offering.
根据马可福音第十二章四十一节到四十四节的记载。
And according to to Mark chapter 12:41-44.
耶稣对着银库对银库坐着，看众人怎样投钱入库。
Jesus,
有好些财主往里投了若干的钱，有一个穷寡妇来往里头投了两个小钱，就是一个大钱。
Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put it in two very small copper coins worth only a few cents.
耶稣叫门徒来说，我实在告诉你们，这穷寡妇投入库里的比众人所投的更多，因为他们都是自己有余，拿出来投在里头，但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。
Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything.All she had to live on.
那这段经文里面描述到两种不同的捐献。
So the scripture tells us two different kinds of offering.
啊, 从马其顿教会, 啊, 的施舍, 我们可以看到,
from the sacrifices made by the churches in Macedonia, we can see.
啊, 这个患难, 贫穷加上这个恩典,
trial, poverty, plus grace.
等于满足快乐甘心乐意,
equals to satisfaction, joy, and willingly.
啊, 这个不是世人所能够理解的,
and this is not something the world can understand.
啊, 患难, 贫穷, 怎么能够带来这个满足快乐和甘心乐意?
Trial and poverty, how can they bring forth satisfaction and joy?
如果没有神的恩典, 这个是不可能的事情。
If we don't have the grace of God, this is impossible.
啊, 基督徒的生命, 好像有点矛盾,但是有一定的真理。
The life of a Christian sometimes seems a little conflicting, but it has its paradox.
Paradox. 所以哥林多后书第六章第十节, 保罗说,
so in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 10, Paul said,
似乎忧愁却是常常快乐的, 似乎贫穷却是叫许多人富足的, 似乎一无所有, 却是样样都有了。
Sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. Poor, yet making many rich. Having nothing, and yet possessing everything.
那以色列人建造这个圣殿跟会幕的时候, 同样地表现出他们的施舍。
When the Israelites were going to build the to build the tabernacle, they also show the grace of giving.
旧约圣经说明他们很乐意地捐献他们的财力还有他们的能力来去建造这个会幕或者圣殿。
So the Old Testament told us that they willingly offer their talents and also their wealth.
然后根据这个历代志上的记载说,
and so according to the first chronicle, it says,
以示众族长和以色列各支派的首领、首夫长、百夫长、监管王宫的馆长都乐意献上。
Then the leaders of families, the officers of the tribes of Israel, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and the officials in charge of the king's work gave willingly.
他们为神殿的使用献上金子5000他连德、银1万达利克、银子1万他连德、铜18000他连德、铁10万他连德。
They gave toward the work of the temple of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 derricks of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron.
凡有宝石的都交给格顺人耶格送入耶和华殿的富库，因这些人诚心乐意献给耶和华。 百姓都欢喜,
anyone who had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the temple of the Lord in the custody of Jehal the Jeshanite. The people rejoiced at the willing response of their leaders, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. David the king also rejoiced greatly.
所以无论在这个新业或者旧业里面，我们看到神的子民很乐意的 把他们的财富捐献出来。
So whether in the Old Testament or the New Testament, we see God's people willingly offer.
所以马其顿教会的信徒，他们不只是乐意的捐献。
So the Christians in Macedonia not only willingly offer.
他们还要求在捐献上有份。
They even request to be part of the offering.
所以第四节说，再三的求我们准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份。That's
why in verse 4 it says they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in the service to the saints.
所以有多少人要求在这个捐献上有份？
So how many people actually request to be part of the monetary offering?
所以马其顿教会的捐献是甘心乐意的。
So the giving from the Macedonian churches, they gave willingly.
并且是超过他们所能的。
And they gave above and beyond their means.
他们所做的是出于神的恩典。
And what they did is because of the grace of God.
不是因为人给他们的压力。
And it's not because of the pressure from men.
他们施舍是因为他们要施舍。
They gave because they want to give.
因为他们经历到神的恩典。
Because they have experienced God's grace.
所以恩典不只把我们从这个罪恶中拯救出来。
So grace not only delivers us from sin.
也把我们从这个金钱的捆绑把我们释放出来。
But it also liberates us from the bondage of money.
所以神的恩典打开我们的心。
God's grace opened up our hearts.
也打开我们的手。
And it also opened up our hands.
让我们把我们所拥有的献上给神。
For us to be willing to give what we have.
那马其顿教会他们乐见的厚恩第二点。
So the second aspect of the grace of giving.
因为马其顿教会的信徒随从耶稣基督的榜样。
Because the Christian in Macedonia follow the example of the Lord.
每一个信徒应当学习耶稣基督的榜样。
Every Christian should follow the example of Christ.
因为主耶稣的样式是我们应当模仿的。
Because he is the one we should follow.
那无论是我们怎么样去待人。
No matter how we lead people,
或者我们在教会里面服事
or how we serve in the Lord,
我们的祷告生活
our prayer life,
我们的金钱奉献
our monetary offering,
我们应当学习主耶稣的榜样
we should all follow the example of the Lord.
就好像主耶稣这样，他把自己献上给我们
just as Jesus gave himself up for us.
所以在第五节说谈到这个马其顿教会他们学习耶稣基督的榜样。
So in verse 5 it describes how the Christians in Macedonia followed the example of Christ.
把自己献上给主。
And they offer themselves to the Lord.
所以这里说并且他们所做的不但照我们所想望的更照神的旨意先把自己献给主又归附了我们。
And so here it says, and they did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will.
所以如果我们先把自己献上给主,
So if we first offer ourselves to the Lord,
施舍就不会成为一个问题了,
then the sacrifice will not become a problem.
我们就会把从神得来的献上在神的事工上。
Then we would be able to offer what we receive from God onto the ministry of God.
与别人分享。
And to share with others.
帮助那些有需要的人。
To help those who are in need.
然后既然我们从神那边得到这个美好的福分。
Since we have received such grace from God.
我们应当把这个福分分享给那些有需要的人。
We should share what we have received with those who are in need.
人不能够他说他自己爱神。
A man cannot say he loves God.
人也不能说他把生命献上给神。
And he cannot say he gave his own life to God.
却不愿意把他的金钱献上给神。
But yet be unwilling to offer his money to God.
因为主耶稣把自己献上被钉死在十字架上成为我们学习的榜样。
Because Jesus himself gave his life on the cross to become our example.
所以马其顿教会的信徒他们的捐献是出于耶稣基督的爱。
So the sacrifice made by the Christians in Macedonia is because of Christ's love.
你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我们的爱心上都格外显出满足来，就当在这实惠的事上也格外显出满足来。
But just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness and in your love for us, see that you also excel in the grace of giving.
我说这话不是吩咐你们，乃是借着别人的热心，试炼你们爱心的实在。
I am not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others.
所以保罗在这段经文面强调到这个马其顿教会的爱心。
So here, Paul stressed, the love of the Macedonian churches.
并且责备哥林多教会他们缺乏爱心。
And yet he, scolded the churches in Corinth that they lack the love.
如果你看哥林多教这个前书的话，你会看到他们的信徒强调这个属灵的恩赐。
And if you look at 1 Corinthians, you can see that the Christians there stress their spiritual talents.
而失去了从神而来这个爱。
And they lack the love from God.
并且忽略了把金钱献上在事工上。
And they neglected to offer, to support others.
因为哥林多教会这个教会他们在经济上没有什么缺乏。
Because the churches in Corinth have lacked nothing.
但是他们没有把金钱很乐意的奉献在福音的事工上。
But they did not willingly offer and give for the ministry of the gospel.
那反而马其顿教会是一个贫困的一个教会。
And yet the churches in Macedonia are poor.
却把他们的金钱很乐意的奉献在这个神的事工上。
But they give willingly to the ministry of God.
属灵的恩赐不应当代替这个金钱的奉献。
Spiritual gifts should not be substituted for monetary offering.
不应当成为一个借口。
It should not be an excuse.
说我已经在教会服事了。
You can't say, oh, because I'm serving at church.
比如我在教主日学，我在准备饭菜，还有等等的事情。
For example, oh, I already taught Sunday school, or oh, I help prepare the meals.
我就不需要奉献。
Etc. And then, because of all that, I don't have to give.
但是保罗说，既然有了这些恩赐。
But Paul said, since you have such gifts,
应当在奉献上更加的多奉献。
You need to be giving more monetarily.
那么其实保罗以马其顿教会来教导哥林多教会应当学习的。
Actually, Paul is using the Macedonian churches as an example to teach the churches in Corinth.
他指出马其顿教会他们如何模仿耶稣基督的榜样。
He pointed out how the Macedonian churches follow the example of Christ.
他们虽然贫穷，但很乐意的把他们的金钱献上。
Even though they were poor, they offer willingly.
乐捐的厚恩是一个爱的明证。
The grace of giving is a proof of the love of God.
出于耶稣基督的爱。
And it is because of the love of Jesus.
那除此之外，我们也看到马其顿教会他们的捐献是牺牲的。
And we can also see that the Macedonian churches give sacrificially.
就如主耶稣把自己献上，牺牲在十字架上。
Just as Jesus gave himself and died on the cross.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成为贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
那主耶稣是神，他是富足的。
Jesus is God, and so he is rich.
一切都是从他而来。
Everything comes from him.
然而圣经告诉我们他成为一个卑微的人。
But he, the Bible told us that he willingly humbled himself.
为的是要把最好的赐给我们。
In order to give us the best.
那么圣经告诉我们因为他的贫穷我们成为富足。
Because of his poverty, we become rich.
所以我们应当学习耶稣的榜样。
So we should follow Jesus' example.
就好像马其顿教会学习耶稣的榜样。
Just as the Macedonian churches followed the example of Christ.
把神赐给他们的，把他很乐意的奉献在神的事工上。
to offer what God has given them to the ministry of Christ.
那马其顿教会他们乐见的厚恩第三点。
So the third aspect of the grace of giving.
啊，就是他们心甘情愿的。
Is that they give willingly, not grudgingly.
啊，他们的奉献是心甘情愿的。
They offer willingly.
所以在保罗在这边说，我在这世上把我的意见告诉你们，是与你们有益。因为你们下手办这事，而且起始心意已经有一年了。
And here is my advice about what is best for you in this matter. Last year, you were the first not only to give, but also to have the desire to do so.
如今就当办成的事，既有愿做的事，也当照你们所有的去办成。
Now finish the work, so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it.
因为人若有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。
According to your means. For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what he does not have.
捐献是出于我们的内心，并且是心甘情愿的。
Giving should be from your heart and also should be willing.
哥林多教会的信徒曾经承诺，在一年前承诺，要在这个金钱奉献上有份。
The believers in Corinth, a year ago has promised that they will give.
但是他们没有遵守这个诺言。
But they did not do it.
诺言是一个诺言，但必须要有行动。
A promise is a promise, but it has to be backed up by action.
没有行动等于没有遵守这个诺言。
Without action, the promise is not a promise.
虽然他们愿意有这个有一个愿意的心。
Even though they are willing.
但是没有这个行动表现出来。
But they did not show it through their action.
就好像一个人在讲罢了。
Just like somebody who just talk.
广东人说得个讲字啊。你们会听吗
there's a Cantonese saying that said, you're a talker.
没有行动是没有什么用处的。
Without action to back it up,It's useless.
如果是出于这个心甘情愿的，必须要有行动。
If it is from your heart, then you should back it up with action.
所以十一节说，如今就当办成的事，既有愿做的事，也当照你们所有的去办成。
So in verse 11 it says, Now finish the work, so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched.By your completion of it, according to your means.
所以如果我们的捐献是心甘情愿的。
So if our giving is, from a willing heart.
我们就会很自然地把金钱奉献出来。
Then you will be able to give willingly.
心里也不会作难。
And you will not be grudging.
就如第七节所说，个人要随本心所夺定的，不要作难。不要勉强，因为捐献乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
Just as it said here, each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
那神是看我们的内心，不是外在。
God sees our heart and not, our outward experience.
那其实奉献金钱跟我们的内心有密切关系。
Actually, offering or giving has a close relationship with our heart.
我们的奉献怎么样，我们的内心也怎么样。
How you offer will reflect what your heart is.
如果我们的心想要奉献更多。
If our heart wants to offer more.
但是没有能力，神知道。
But you are not able to, but you don't have the ability, God knows.
那同样的，我们都给，不是出于这个内心，神也知道。
And similarly, if we give a lot, but it's not from our heart, God also knows.
神纪念的是内心。
God sees our heart.
不是奉献的多少。
He does not see the portion of.
所以神所纪念的不是多少。
So what God, knows is not portion.
而是这个比例啊。
But it's proportion.
啊，比如说这个十亿的奉献。
For example, tithing.
如果我们有能力给更多的话。
If we have the ability to give more.
啊，但没有给，神会纪念。
But you didn't do it, God remembers.
那如果我们要啊给更多，但又没有能力，神也会纪念。
But if we wanted to give more but lack the ability, God will also know.
所以保罗说，我原不是要别人轻省你们受累，乃是均平，就是要你们的富余啊。好，好像不是这节经文，应该是第七节啊、哦。个人要随本心所夺定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐的乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
所以，当我们乐意捐献的时候，啊，是神所喜爱的。
So when we give willingly,That is what God loves.
所以刚才我们看到那些财主跟这个贫穷的寡妇他们的捐献。
Just now we saw the giving of the wealthy versus this poor widow.
啊，这些财主们捐献了不少的钱。
These wealthy people gave a lot.
啊，但是这个贫困的这个寡妇只是捐了两个小钱。
But this poor widow only gave a few coins.
啊，但是主耶稣对门徒说。
But Jesus told the disciples.
这个贫穷的寡妇比那些财主们所给的更多。
What the poor widow has given is much more than what the wealthy man has given.
换句话说，神所看的是我们的内心。
In another words, God sees our heart.
所以从今天的经文我们看到这个马其顿教会他们捐献的厚恩。
So from the scripture today, we saw the, we can see the grace of giving in the Macedonian churches.
啊，第一，我们看到他们的捐献不受这个环境的影响。
First, they give not because of their circumstances.
那第二，他们捐献因为他们模仿耶稣基督的榜样。
Secondly, they gave because they followed Jesus' example.
啊，第三，我们看到他们的捐献是心甘情愿的。
Thirdly, we see that their giving, they gave it from their heart, they gave it willingly.
啊，最后我们看到他们的捐献，因为他们要分担这个缺乏。
Fourthly, we're going to see that they gave because they want to share the shortfall.
所以保罗在这里说，我原不是要别人轻省你们受累，乃是均平，就是要你们的富余，现在可以补足他们的不足，使他们的富余，将来也可以补足你们的不足，这就均平了。
Our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard-pressed.But that there might be equality. At the present time, your plenty will supply what they need, so that in turn, their plenty will supply what you need. Then there will be equality.
所以这些段经文我们看到那些富余的可以帮补那些不足的。
So here in the scripture, it tells us that those who have plenty can supply who are in need.
那使到那些多收的没有余。
So that those who have plentiful will not have surplus.
那些少收的也不缺乏。
Those who did not collect as much will not lack in anything.
所以保罗在这边不是说这些富有的人变成贫穷。
Paul here is not saying the wealthy should then become poor.
那贫穷的变成富有。
And the poor should become wealthy.
啊，他乃是说这个均平。
He is talking about equality.
那么当神的事工上有需要的时候，我们应当分担那个缺乏。
When there is lack in God's ministry, we should share it. We should share the shortfall.
所以有人说，这个好像有点像共产主义或者社会主义。
So somebody may say this is like communism or socialism.
啊，这个不是共产主义或者社会主义。
It is neither.
因为共产主义或者社会主义是政府把钱把它平分。
Because in those two ideology, it is the government who took the money and then share it.
啊，不是出于这个心甘情愿的。
And it is not from the heart.
但是在神的教会里面，信徒分担切法是出于这个心甘情愿。
But in God's church, when believers share, it is because they are willing.
不是勉强，也不是被逼的。
It is not because of pressure. It is not because they have to.
因为初期教会的信徒，他们的奉献是心甘情愿的。
Because in the first churches, all the offerings from the Christians are from their heart.
神赐给我们的财富是用来帮补那些缺乏在神的事工上的需要。
The wealth that God has given us is for us to share with those who are in need.
那么主耶稣也教导我们在地上不要积攒这个财宝。
And our Lord Jesus have also taught us not to accumulate wealth on earth.
把所有得来的把它收藏起来，不愿分担。
To hoard everything that we have and not willing to share.
那无论在旧约圣经里面或者新约圣经里面，都教导我们要凭着信心来信靠神。
In the Old and in the New Testaments, it taught us that we should trust in the Lord.
那主耶稣特别教导我们不要为明天忧虑。
And our Lord Jesus taught us not to worry about tomorrow.
因为明天有他的忧虑。
Because tomorrow will have its own worry.
所以当我们看旧约圣经的时候，当以色列人在旷野生活的时候。
So when we look at the Old Testament, when the Israelites were in the wilderness,
那神在旷野里面供应他们每天需要的玛纳。
God gave them their daily supply of manna.
那神还规定他们一天只可以收一天的玛纳。
And God told them you can only collect as much as what you need in one day.
不可以多收。
You cannot collect more than you need.
因为多收也没有用，因为隔天就会坏了。
Even if you collect a lot, it's useless because they will rot by tomorrow.
那其实在这个旷野这个玛纳的故事啊，可以教导我们。
So the story about the manna can teach us.
也可以就是让我们学习神赐给我们的，不应当把它收藏起来。
And it can also tell us that what God has given us, we should not accumulate.
我们应当把神赐给我们的在福音的事工上把它分享出去。
We need to share it on God's ministries.
所以在这个主导文有一句说，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
So in the Lord's Prayer, there is a phrase here that says, give us today our daily bread.
我比较喜欢这个 NIV 把它翻译成 give us today our daily bread.
I like the NIV translation here. Give us today our daily bread.
所以我们求神赐给我们今天的饮食。
We ask God to give us what we need today.
不是明天，也不是后天。
Not tomorrow, not the day after.
一天的饮食就足够了。
Just today.That's enough.
不要为明天的饮食来忧虑。
Don't worry about what to drink, what to eat tomorrow.
以致使到我们把这些神赐给我们的，把它收藏起来，不愿意分担出去。
We should not accumulate what God has given us, hide it and not share it.
那因此我们不必在地上为自己收藏这个财物。
So we do not need to accumulate wealth here on earth.
但是如果我们收藏这个财物，我们不是为了自己。
But if we accumulate, it is not because it is for us.
而是为了神的事工把它分担出去。
But it is for God's ministry to share with others.
那么神的事工是做不完的。
God's ministry will never end.
那么当基督徒愿意奉献他们的金钱的时候。
But when Christians are willing to give,
福音的事工就兴旺起来。
Then the gospel will go further.
那神的名也得到荣耀。
And God's name will be glorified.
所以从今天的信息里面，今天的经文里面，我们看到马其顿教会他们的乐见的厚恩。
So from the scripture today, we saw the grace of giving in the Macedonian churches.
第一。他们的捐献不受这个环境的影响。
First, they give regardless of the circumstances.
第二, 他们模仿主耶稣的榜样。
They give because of the example of Christ.
第三是心甘情愿的。
They give willingly.
最后他们分担这个缺乏。
And they also share in the shortfalls.
让我们遵守圣经所说的。
Let us follow the command of the Bible. Let's come before the Lord and meditate on the message today. It is the responsibility of Christians to give.
也是神赐给我们的恩典。
And it is the grace God has given us.
我们也在神的面前求神把我们从这个金钱的捆绑释放出来。
We need to ask God to set us free from the bondage of money.
让我们愿意不止把自己生命献上。
Help us to not only willingly give our life,
也愿意把神赐给我们的愿意献上。
And also for us to willingly give and share what God has given us.
我们在神的面前求神帮助我们。
Let us ask God to help us.
帮助我们在我们的生命里面信靠他。
Help us to trust Him in our lives.
就如主耶稣所说的，不要为明天忧虑。
Just as our Lord Jesus said, do not worry about tomorrow.
因为明天有他明天的忧虑。
Because tomorrow will have its own worries.
让我们学习耶稣的榜样。
Let us learn from Jesus' example.
把自己完全的献上给神。
To give ourselves completely to God.
天父，我们在你的面前求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, we ask that you help us.
也求主你赦免我们的软弱。
Please also forgive us of our weaknesses.
让我们经常学习耶稣的榜样。
Help us learn from Jesus' example.
把自己献上给你。
To give ourselves for you.
来信靠你。
To trust you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.